All right, y'all, happy Pride. It feels so good to be back again in this gig, honey. What are we going to talk about today in this episode of I Am Here, I Am Queer? Is it about Ted Cruz opposing Uganda's anti-gay legislation? No, although it does highlight a unique paradigm of a falsehood that he may narrate. Is it about the debt ceiling and other social issues? No, although that is another good thing to talk about because, you know, most of the LGBTQ community is barely accumulating what would be considered generational wealth compared to the heteronormative hill. Then what in the name of RuPaul are you going to talk about? I'm glad you asked, Inner Voices, to share with everyone on the first day of Pride. So, the thing that I personally want to talk about on this first day of Pride, because it truly touches my heart thinking about these people, is what does it mean to be an ally? Literally, the definition of an ally is one that is associated with another, or as the Merriam-Webster Dictionary puts it as, a helper, a person or group that provides assistance and support in an ongoing effort, activity, or struggle. A political ally, often now used specifically of a person who is not a member of a marginalized or mistreated group, but who expresses or gives support to that group. Followed by that, there's another definition that I really like from Wikipedia is, an ally is a person who is associated with another as a helper, a person or group that provides assistance and support in an ongoing effort, activity, or struggle. In recent years, the term has been adopted specifically to a person supporting one or more marginalized groups. Now, that is really great and dandy. However, it feels very sterile, lacking in humanity. I have a small story about two allies that showed up and showed out against a Matt Walsh rally at our university. I'm only going to refer to them by their initials, as it makes a great spotlight also on an amazing bar in El Paso, Texas, known as the Allen J. Cafe, right across the Concordia Cemetery. It's really great during Halloween. However, moving along with the story, I'm in a jacket because it's cold. I'm in my closed-toed high heels. The wind is whipping. I was like, oh my God, what if it rains? Because it was really cold. And like, I'm like, oh my God, with global climate change happening, you know, things get crazy. And I'm turning it out. Our community is turning it out. We're living. We're catching stares from the Republicans that decided to show out also. It was, oh my God. And I'm with my student union and it feels okay. We're all out being fierce and proud about ourselves, about our queerness, about our individuality. And I'm talking and complimenting, you know, really making it social, because at the end of the day, it wasn't necessarily like a counter program, but rather a counter protest in that sense, because of the issues with the university that we attend. And, you know, it was really just showing a counter to all of that hateful, vitriol rhetoric that is spewed. So I say counter protest still nonetheless, but it's not like we could actually enter, because that was a unique detail, is that a lot of the staff did not. Originally, it was going to be like on the floor where he was giving his talk, and then a lot of administration and staff officials were like, no. So we had to literally get moved outside to the freezing cold, and it's just like, oh wow. So they get to be nice and cozy with their hatred in the place that we pay thousands of dollars in tuition. Okay, fine. I see how it is. Okay, great. Now, moving along with the story, then as I'm walking in the crowd, I literally see, and I break out in the hugest of shit-eating grins, some of my classmates, Al and Jay. Al is a petite individual, shivering, but they are still there, ready to basically fight. They are amazing. And Jay is in their bomber jacket looking so fly with their mullet. And they bring with them flyers and papers on why Matt Walsh is a horrible debater and even a horrible person because he advocates for things like slavery and for genocide and so many other atrocious crimes against humanity. The thing about L and J, what makes them beautiful allies, and what maybe you, my dear listener, can resonate and learn with me about is that they are cisgender. They are light-complected. And granted, coming from conservative states, they did not need to risk their safety, their comfort, or anything really. They could have just stayed at home. However, they didn't stay at home. They showed up, and not only did they show up, they showed out with all this hard evidence of the atrocities of Matt Walsh. Shivering in the cold, they stayed and chanted with Jay grilling security and officials from our institutions, assisting in even coming up with legal ideas, both of them on, what can we do because this did cause a lot of trauma. It made a lot of individuals feel unsafe, and I personally feel it went against our union clauses. That's what makes an ally, in my opinion. What makes an ally is a person who does not need to risk their own livelihood or their own anything, who may not be marginalized, but chooses to side with the community that is marginalized, facing the same risks that we, as the LGBT community, for example, face. Furthermore, this is where my applied anthropology in me comes out. How do we get more allies? And how do we ourselves become allies? So, with our own existential issues, global climate change, social unrest, and a bunch of other different things, there's a lot that we can spread ourselves a little too thin if we individualistically try and solve all the world's issue. However, I feel that's also what brings out the allies is, they might not go through the same problem. We might not all go through the same journey, the same trials and tribulations, but we stand supporting with one another. Currently, what I really feel is the most pressing of problems that I see targeting our already marginalized community is the attack on trans individuals. How can we be better allies to them? Personally, one of the things that I feel that how can we be better allies to our trans brothers and sisters is by calling out fellow LGBT members plus that invalidate their identity along with our non-binary individuals in this large family. One of the things that I personally feel that along with that needs to occur is to listen to each other because we live in a multifaceted world where each interaction that we have, one situation we may not be highlighted as marginalized, and the next we are discriminated against or marginalized in such a way. We need to listen to one another as we are all human, and that is the beauty in anthropology, is that we can see the humanity, but we all need to develop an empathy to that humanity. Understanding one another and supporting one another. And I know I was not the main character or the main storyline in the counter protest because we came together as a community for our own reasons against Matt Walsh. The talk that he was presenting was why the trans agenda was the end of Western society or some bullshit along the way in which, like, oh, your mere existence is going to destroy all of America and the Western societies of it. Like, no, sweetie, calm down. Like, I know you might be insecure. I know you might have to deal with a lot of emotional unrest. Like, girl, bless his heart. But we all came together for our own different reasons in solidarity and in countering, like, not encountering, like, oh, we encountered him IRL. No. But, like, to counter this vitriol that was spewed, because that is what really is the beauty of our LGBTQ plus IA community, is the love that we have for another. It is the love that we have for one another being stronger than the hatred that was spewed out at us or about us. And during this talk, it doesn't matter that Al and Jay are technically considered allies because, they are technically a heterosexual couple. They are white passing. They, as stated earlier, come from conservatives. I mean, conservative states. I come from the state of Texas also. So, it's that really has nothing to do per se. But the point being with that is the reason why we as a community can come together and really fight this evil or this hatred of unknown is because of the love that we have for one another as humans. I talk about it briefly in my episode of Greek Love, but the humanity, the care of your fellow human, I'm drawing a blank on the proper Greek word, I know I'm terrible, I'm sorry, is what really brings us together and what really can help empower and end very problematic rhetorics, can dispel that worry and can make life a lot more better. So, in conclusion, what does all of this mean? It means listen to your fellow trans, non-binary, peers, co-workers, whoever they may be. Listen to them, listen to their struggle, empower them by actually listening and then actually doing any action should you feel so called to do so and should they wish. You don't need to be out in the streets protesting, but voting obviously helps, along with even down at the local level. The local the is very important. It's not always just national, it's local also that carries a huge impact. Along with that, caring, calling out the hypocrisy of a fellow marginalized individual making another member of our already marginalized community lesser, and just being a good human and caring, providing that empathy, a smile goes a long way in such a hard world that we live in. So that's my segment. That's what it means to be an ally. I personally feel Al and Jay are a very good example of allies. There's plenty of more people that I know, but the sheer fact that, that day I was blowing up so many people's phones, sending like, oh, this is our rally for life. Like, this is, I don't recall if I sent that to them, but the sheer fact that they showed up, it was beautiful. And, it's one of those memories where it was cruel that the university that we attended made us stay out in the cold. Like, no, like, and all these people got to go in. Like, oh my God, it was a issue, and the sheer fact that they stood with us in the cold, as many other allies did, but I wasn't as close to other allies as I was to Alan Jay. The sheer fact that they did that is always forever touched in my heart. And my dear listeners, I hope you are an amazing ally or, an amazing member of the LGBTQ community and being allies to other allies. And truly, that's how I feel that we might not be able to make it to a utopia, but it can at least make life easier. All right, with that being said, y'all, please blow up my socials. Hit me up on either Instagram or on Twitter, SlayJames2020, because I thought I was going to Slay2020, and boy, did 2020 slap me back in the face. Hit me up with any questions, any comments, concerns. I am more than honored to look into more things. I'm going to be posting more. And thank you all for like, subscribing, sharing, you know, the general YouTuber thing / podcaster thing now. You all are amazing, and stay amazing. Be amazing humans. Thank you.